Sharp Betting in the Morning on the road on a Friday. Friday the 13th. Be careful out there if you believe in that. Have you been warned?
Thanks. Let's be careful out there.
Thank you, Mr. Hill Street Blues. I wish they really bring that back. Or at least show it somewhere.
That was the jam. You can watch it on
Peacock.
I think Peacock.
I got free Peacock.
Weird, the joy that you get saying certain words.
No, I found out last weekend I got free Peacock.
Why do you say it like that? I'm just curious.
I got free Peacock.
That took entirely too much effort.
It comes with my package, so I get it for the rest of the year. All right, Mike Sauter from the NEB Preps is joining us out here at Werner Park. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm.
What are we doing?
Believe it or not. What?
What are you doing?
Doing a little yard work this morning.
Dude, I thought you mowed yesterday or day before.
No, I mowed Sunday and Wednesday. I needed to. I don't have time to do it this week or later today. So I'm putting down the weed and feed and just cleaning up some, stuff. So
is that on the weed and feed?
Is that on the back 40 of your property there in Douglas County?
No, I kind of wish I had a little bit bigger yard where I could have a riding lawnmower because I do like to mow. And I do like.
I'm curious. We got a P1 out there. My man Tim, did you take the soil temp to make sure that your sod would the fertilizer would take?
No, I didn't. I'm good.
Putting it
that.
Down.
I just follow the instructions on the bag.
All right. You are a very busy man. Let's talk about state soccer. How good a story is, and it should be a great match tonight in the semifinals. Omaha Bryan, not only the soccer program, only making it to this tournament for the second time in their history, but they are the first team this year at Bryan that's made it to a state tournament, and they're pretty good. What's the most intriguing thing about that story?
Yeah, I saw them in their district final, which I went for that purpose. It was like, hey, they've only won it, made it once before. The most intriguing thing is I think just the crowd tonight is going to be massive.
Yeah.
Bryan has, or OPS or the Bryan High School, whatever, they asked if they could get tickets, before and give a, and hand them out to people that wanted to buy them ahead of time. They purchased 1,700 tickets and they're sold out of those. So I'm guessing there'll be some walk up with that. So the crowd's going to be pretty big. That, and you throw in Westside, who's traditionally really good. It should be a pretty fun environment tonight. I will be there. But it's just a cool story. I mean, let's face it, Bryan hasn't been, really good and much athletically for quite some time. And if they were to win tonight and make it to Monday night, Monday night might rival that prep South matchup that everyone talks about that, was pretty much sold out. So the community support and rallying around the team and everything is pretty neat to see, I think.
It's interesting, too, because that story, well, Coach O'Donnell had them going to state. They had some basketball success, but you're right. It's across the board. They've become an easy school to cheer for. When you're taking a look at kind of like is it sustainable? Do you think? Because a lot of times with soccer, and you know how the student population moves when there's some success, pockets of folks, is it sustainable?
Yeah, so second-year coach at Bryan, who's done a great job of
Coach Gutierrez?
Keeping the kid there, right? That's important. And also, I think the OPS, lots been made of transfer stuff. I pretty much hear about it every day. But OPS changing to the not neighborhood schools, but the sister schools model of you can only go to two options type of things, that certainly I think is going to change things for OPS kids if they want to stay within the district. So that's something that I think people don't talk about very much, but a lot of times OPS kids not wanting to even stay in the district, but that helps, that matters. And South not making it to state this year, and Brian having the success, so he can maybe use that a little bit to kind of gain an advantage down there. So I think it's probably sustainable. Yeah, I mean, they've been close.
Yeah,
they made it to district finals the last couple of years too, so they just haven't got over the hump. And this year they did.
I'm torn because Brian is the team that I picked to cheer for the last month or so, but they obviously get Westside, so rubber meets the road tonight. Go Warriors.
Ooh.
Well, I have to.
On a limb there.
I have to.
Mike Sutter joining us.
Hey, I'm just telling you, anything can happen, though. Don't kid yourself. Yeah, I mean, anything can happen, especially in soccer. Get a couple tricky hops, a couple calls. I don't know. Anything can happen.
Yeah, hey, it can.
Hey, so next week, so baseball starting here today where we're at. Next week is state track. There's going to be a lot of attention on all the classes from A to D. There's a lot of speedsters in A. We talked, Dave and I talked about them the other day after the district, from Malachi Coleman to Jalen Lloyd. People will also be very interested in the latest 2024 in-state offer from Nebraska football in Carter Nelson from Ainsworth. He said his first love is basketball. What are your thoughts on him as a football player? Because he's also really, really good in track and field.
Yeah, he might love basketball, but football money is going to be a lot bigger for him as far as, you know, scholarship opportunities. So I'd probably just go ahead and go that route. he wants to get a free education. Makes a lot more sense. He is a phenomenal athlete. He really is, especially for a young age. And there'll be a lot of eyeballs on him next week. I mean, I know that I'm planning on just going to watch him do his thing. That 100 is going to be cool. Back to Carter Nelson. I mean, yeah, football, just do that, man. Like, if I had any advice for him, doubt he's listening or cares what my opinion is. But the football thing is, it should be his future, even though. But I guess if you don't love it, he's also young, so we'll see. But that 100 was phenomenal. It was, I made it a point to go out to Gretna to watch that 11 seconds, if you will. You have the third place guy runs a 10.5, and that's Vince Genitone. And I'm not sure if anyone's ever seen him in person, but he's not a small
guy. Well, I think
guy.
A lot of people have at this point after 2 years.
Especially when Nebraska was interested last fall.
I think after state finals last year, when he kind of first came onto the scene, I think it's been appointment viewing.
He got third and ran a 10.5, and I still, for, I mean, maybe it's his hips don't open up enough, but, like, I don't know. He's going to Montana to play football, and a dude built like that, that runs like that, is, I don't know. I guess maybe it's me being a fan of him, I guess, as a human, because he's a great kid. But the Lloyd Coleman kind of, it's actually a friendly rivalry. I thought it was a little bit odd that Malachi Coleman is standing on the blocks for Jalen Lloyd in the 200 prelim. So that was kind of cool to see. But, you know,
for all intents and purposes, they both appear to be great kids. I know Jalen is for sure. Everybody says that about Malachi.
Yeah, they are. Like, there's no, like, I mean, I'm sure there's the competitiveness, obviously, of, like, I'm better than you type of thing. I'm just hoping the weather holds like it is supposed to for next week for state track, because if it does, there's going to be crazy records. Like the Jazz DeFran, she'll blow away some stuff. She's phenomenal. She's one of the best sprinters we've had in a really long time around here. So that'll be fun. And then obviously the A 100 and 200 will be that's going to be like appointment view. People should just show up just to watch that. Those finals will be a lot of fun. And the 4x1 too, which probably like a Bellevue West prep, Lincoln East type of thing. And hey, how about this? Tim Miles' son, Gabe, he's actually not bad too. So he'll be in the conversation for Lincoln East and 400 and 200 and do some relay stuff for them as well.
It's cool to kind of see LJ reemerge because he's just the opposite of LJ Richardson of some of the other guys that we're talking about. Sharpie, we brought up track kind of getting overlooked, and I can't remember who we were talking to. Maybe BC, maybe it was Dirk. It was Dirk because he said a lot of times track is the secondary sport, and they get more attention. And I think LJ is a good example of that, where he's so good on the football field, he kind of, oh, by the way, is track. I still think Malachi Coleman is closer to both than people want to give it credit for. You know, I'm kind of waiting for that football prowess to be as dominant as track, and I think Jalen Lloyd could be dangerous too if he stays healthy in football, where he's got a chance to make a mark there too. The crossover is going to be fascinating.
Jalen is, you're right. Jalen and Malachi are like they're the opposite of LJ right now. That's the exact point. Even just people talking to people like, oh, I want to see him do it on the football field type of stuff, and I'm like, well, I mean, Malachi Coleman was pretty good on the football field last year. Wasn't like, you know, first team all state wide receiver type stuff, but he was still pretty good. Jalen, just tough situation, I think, last year with the quarterback play and whatnot there. So
I didn't throw it a ton.
No, yeah. I mean, they just did a bunch of QB draw stuff. That'll be very interesting to see both of them and the spotlight kind of on them a little more. Specifically, Malachi is going to have a pretty big spotlight in Lincoln. And we'll see if they're new quarterback, what that looks like going forward for East, or I guess this summer we'll see a little bit of what that's going to maybe look like.
Jalen will get a lot significantly more single coverage.
Well, yeah, because you have pretty good wide receivers that are at Westside. I'm pretty sure everyone knows by now Jalen's transferring to Westside, right? So it's a little odd that, you know, Central and, you know, he's running track for Central right now, but going to play football for Westside in the fall.
I don't really mind that, right, where guys finish out the semester. I mean, Christian Jones is at Burke. Bouillon is at Central.
Right.
Truett's at Central. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind that. McDonald's at Burke. For some reason,
I was talking to someone yesterday, and they're like, oh, whoa, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, this has been known for a while, I guess. But
that's because we haven't had a portal show yet.
Either. What was that?
Keep going. We're going to have a portal show.
No, we're not.
Oh. No, I mean, hey, if no one's breaking rules, don't really care how it happens. Go for it. Do it. Now, the only one thing I'll say, and I've said this for years, the only way you're going to absolutely curb it is if it goes to 180 days. And the people that complain the most about transfers and transferring and stuff are the people that are the farthest against the 180 days. And that are the people that don't live in Omaha or Lincoln.
Hey, we'll get you out of here on.
Hey, can I wait one more along that?
Oh, yeah. It's hey, a 51-49 split.
How good of a summer? Well, we were just talking transfers, and he's kind of flying under the radar, but I like the summer he's having. How big of a deal do you think it is that Hilkeman is going to wind up at Southeast? I like that Southeast basketball team. That's a young. I said that after they played Westside. I was like, even though they got blown out, they got some nice young pieces.
No, they do, and they struggled a little bit at the end of the year just because I think they were –
He's had a good summer.
They're young and they caught up. B.J. Bradford's had a good summer, too.
Yeah, that's my guy.
He's small, but he can score, and he's not afraid of anything. So he's maybe – I don't know. Someone tried to tell me he's 120 pounds, and I'm like, hey, I'm a skinny guy, and I know what they look like, and that dude is – if he's 105, he's lucky.
Yeah.
So, but he's tough.
Very.
Tough, yeah.
Hey, along the lines of recruiting, because he's not playing on any local AAU team, and we're going or we're now through the first spring evaluation period. What's the latest with Josiah Doetzler and his recruiting?
Yeah.
Because he's playing, he's playing away from the area this spring for AAU, so we don't get to see him weekly.
So I'm in KC with Mokan this weekend.
I talked to him last Saturday. So I'm in Kansas City. Still has the same kind of interest there. You know, you have your Drakes and Indiana States and stuff are his most recent offers. And I think right now, if you looked at it, that'd be kind of the level, is like a high valley guy. I know he wants more than that. Obviously, I'm pretty sure he'd love to play at Creighton, as most kids should, I guess, nowadays, if you look how good they're going to be. But, you know, right now it's still sitting at, you know, Drake and Liberty and those schools. There's a lot of interest. Like a TCU has shown a lot of interest, but nothing kind of, you know, nothing's been hammered as far as an offer is concerned. So it's still the same. Nothing crazy. And by the way, there was a lot of rumor of him leaving Bellevue West. He's not. He's staying at Bellevue West. So there was a lot of hubbub and talk about that, about him maybe transferring to a prep school or something. And according to him on Saturday when I asked him, he said he's not, and he's staying at Bellevue West, which would be good because he's right now he is clearly the best in the 2023 class, and it's not really that close at this point.
That's big news because the guy that runs Mokan runs the Link Academy, right?
Right, right, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's big news for Bell West that Doetzler, as of right now, going to stay and play his senior year.
Tate Oddbody and Connor Milliken are like, all right, Sauter, we got you.
Hey, it is what it is. Like, my opinion is you can disagree with it, I don't care. But I think it's not close. If you look at scholarship offer levels and just kind of everything, it's really not in the conversations. No offense to those guys. It's just,
when are you going to do player ratings again?
That's something that, you know, that was a COVID casualty. That and the top 50 showcase that I did. No, that's something we probably should bring back. Yeah. You know, actually people that see kids play and not just look at stats and stuff, and they rate people and they don't even live in the state or city or anything like that, that actually put ratings out. That's happening right now. So that's a little odd. So yeah, maybe that's something we should bring back, I guess.
What was the official number there, Damon, on what Mike said about how many people he went after? Was it the recruiting guys that don't live in Nebraska? Yeah. That's one.
My man stays passive aggressive. Yeah. Hey, before we get off, man, go rough your hands up. Go do something manly and constructive outside. Hey. Those baby hands, man, still creep me out.
Sauter, so I was gonna go outside of here of the Sarpy County Tourism office and hop on one of these bulldozers and move some dirt, you know, that big plot of land that's in front of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. But we have time constraints here. We don't have that long in the break.
Yeah,
and so then Damon said, you know what, you want to meet a guy that doesn't have calluses on his hands, then you should meet Mike Sauter.
It was the craziest thing I've ever felt. I'm still shook by it.
You don't put lotion on your hands?
Dude, that's not lotion. That was like –
I'm doing your I'm standing outside talking to you guys right now.
Next person you meet. You're going to weird them out too.
Hey, do you have gloves on?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Dude knows he sleeps with gloves.
No. Hey – I can't help it. I'm pretty.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's weird.
As long as your wife believes that and your kids, you're good.
I'm serious. Sauter, did I not run out of the gym? That was the strangest thing ever. It was, I'm telling you, I was traumatized.
Of all the things that you two have done in a gym, from fighting to shaking hands.
Why did you want to shake hands that day anyway? Oh, was I helping you up? That was a tough morning, right? Usually we just dap.
Yeah, I did some adulting the night before, so I needed some help up after sitting on it.
And your hands stayed perfectly nice.
My man was laid out.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. We'll let you go back to mowing the lawn and your busy weekend. State soccer, are you going to make it to baseball at all?
Yeah, I'm going to – I might – I'm thinking if I can get this little bit of yard work done, I might run out there real quick to Warner for the 10 a.m. and then go – I got to be at soccer all day because I have to obligated to be there today. So I'll be at soccer all day today and then dabble in some baseball during the day Monday and Tuesday and then soccer Monday and Tuesday night and then track, baseball, whatever mix of stuff I can do all next week. So I'll be around all, you know, all of it, including maybe some girls state tennis later in the week next week. So I'll try and do my best to be everywhere.
All right, go throw yourself down on the concrete and break the fall with your hands, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
That's Mike Sauter on Sharp Betting in the Morning. One more hour to go. Coming up here in a little bit, Mike Schaefer, also Matt Verzal, join us. Dan Masters from the NSAA with state baseball starting. And, you know, I mean, have we gone 3 hours and we haven't seen Marty Cordero?
Yeah.
I mean, they say Fred and Marty are, you know, they can't separate them. We haven't seen Marty yet.
Thick as thieves.
You know what? He'll be in here within 5 minutes, guaranteed. We're back with more after this on 1620 The Zone.